funny how I give the code, which is the hidden mana. Some, it's not the hidden mana, but it's some hidden mana that God revealed. And it might be the hidden mana, I don't know. But I do know that it takes you back to source. When you break words into parts, you can see the hidden mana. The cognates, the etymology, the anagrams, the phonics. No matter how you look at it, it's the same truth. And what is that truth? Together, union, in the spirit, in the earth plane is divide. Why is it divide in the earth plane? Because that's the birthing. The birthing process in the earth plane is divide. Nations against nations. Peoples against people. You have to have division in the earth plane for birthing. That's true in reproduction, it's true in sales, it's true in math, it's true in investing, everything. Everything in the earth plane is division. Time is division, space is division, discrete spots, you know, in the natural. In the spirit, it's all instantaneously one. In the spirit, actually, when you're walking in the spirit, seriously, when you keep short accounts and you're walking in the spirit, it's, everything's happening instantly. You can think it and it'll appear instantly. And you might say, that's impossible. It is from the natural plane, it is impossible, not from the spirit plane. From the spirit plane, it's absolute. And when the spirit plane looks at the natural plane and thinks about time and space and distance and cogitation and birthing, the spirit plane is looking at the natural plane thinking, that's not even real, because it's instant in Christ. In Him we live and breathe and have our being. So everything's instantaneous. The universe will give you what you need when you need it. But people in the natural plane, they're all problems are, every problem is just being disconnected from God and not in communion with God. God is risen. The same spirit that rose Jesus from the dead will quicken your mortal bodies, right? So any disconnect from God, abiding in Christ is the answer to everything, to be honest with you. Unity, oneness, abide in Christ. If he has a calling on your life, he's going to enable you to do it. Now you might have to go through some difficulty, some trials and testings and all that stuff while you're going through it. One of the reasons as a king and a priest unto God, you have to go through some trials so you can have compassion on other people. You have to have that compassion on other people. I'm waiting on a ride share ding. Should happen here in a second. So I'm killing two birds with one stone. The real deal is, everything's connected in the spirit instantaneously, and everything is a type and an anti-type. And so, like one blogger said, he said, they don't even exist without you. The goats don't even exist without the sheep, because God created this for the sheep. The elect saints, that's why they persecute you, because they know that you've been blessed. It's something in the spirit realm says they've been blessed. And I'm hearing from a couple channels that these zombie clones are, they don't even know. I had the question in my mind, do they know what they're doing? I had two channels say, no, they don't know what they're doing. And the Bible says, forgive them, for they know not what they do. when they sent him to the cross, he said, "Forgive them, for they know not what they do." So I got my answer instantaneously from two different websites. I mean, two different channels.
Do they know what they're doing?
They don't even know what they're doing. They really don't. It's like this. It's kind of like the dog that bites the feed that hands it. Excuse me. It's kind of like the dog that bites the hand that feeds it. They don't even know what they're doing. They don't even know what they're doing. It's sad. I had a glitch in my mind just now where it was so clear, and I was thinking about saying it a different way, and I said, tried to say it. Think about it. Do they know what they're doing? No. And so when they approach you, they don't even know why they're approaching you. But as they approach you, so you're in the spirit realm, right? And so they're in the flesh. But the anti-spirit realm is controlling them. So they're in the flesh. Let's work this out. You're in the spirit walk. They come after you. You've already seen the game 1,000 times. And so just like Wile E. Coyote, he holds up a sign one time and says, "Help. Why do I keep doing this? Why do I keep chasing Roadrunner? Why do I help?" They know they need help. But because you're in the spirit, they're in the flesh, the anti-spirit runs them, they don't understand you, they think you're crazy, when you don't get all bent out of shape about the stock market or anything, they think, "What's wrong with you? You should be getting bent out of shape," and you're not. And they're like, "What's up with that? How do you keep going?" And they'll try to push you out of the spirit walk and say, "See, you're just like me," you know. They'll try to say that. They'll try to do that to you, especially when you first get saved and you're walking away from them. When you walk away from the unsaved crowd, once you get saved and you start to walk away from the unsaved, they'll say, "You're just like me." And they'll try to push you and provoke you and pull you down to that level that they're on, because that's all they know, and they can't play your game, so they have to pull you down to their game, and their game is lies and deceptions and delusions and all that stuff. And so when they can't pull you down, they gotta kill you, they gotta get rid of you. And when you see through them, and when they realize you can read their mind, not necessarily that you're reading every little thought, but you know they're controlled by the world, the flesh, and the pride of life. And you can actually watch them. I took some food in to share with some people, and a couple people just ate all of it. They didn't want to share it with nobody. So you can actually watch their body language and their actions and see if they're just selfish and greedy. If you bring some food in to share with everybody and they eat it all, they don't care about nobody else but themselves. You can test the spirits, try the spirits. Take some food to work and see who eats all of it. Those are selfish people. It's all about them. Try them. It's worth it. Try the spirits. Listen to their words. Document their words. Everything they say tells you what they're trying to do. I was sick, so one of them calls, "Well, I'll bring you some food to you." They want to come to your house. They want to get in your door. The Wile E. Coyote wants to cross your threshold. Hello? Wile E. Coyote wants to cross your threshold. Hello? Let me say it again. Wile E. Coyote wants to cross your threshold. Why? To steal, kill, and destroy. To see what you got. See what's there. Learn your patterns. Learn what you're doing. They want to steal, kill, and destroy. And you can see it. It's the flesh program built into them. It's the AI flesh mind, 666 cubes, Gentile system built into them. They want to get what they can get. They don't care if it's a dollar or $10 or $1,000 or $10,000. They want to get it and steal it from you because they think what's yours is theirs. They don't want to work. They're lazy. The ones that you see that are the most lazy are the ones who want to steal, kill, and destroy the most. For real. Not even a joke. Sad. Trip, to be honest with you. The most lazy are the most selfish. The most lazy are the most greedy. Come on now. The most lazy are the most greedy. Did you hear what I just said? The most lazy are the most greedy. Sounds opposite. Seems like the ones working the hardest are the most greedy. Wrong. It's the opposite of what the natural thinks. The spirit mind is counterintuitive to the flesh mind. I've watched these investors. There's some that are just day traders, and there's some who are long-term investors. And what I'm seeing with these day traders is they are justifying playing the stock market like that. I can see doing some day trading or swing trading, you know. But it's going to crash. With all the day traders, instead of investing, they're getting their money and pulling it out. But the weird part is, even though they think they're getting ahead, they're creating a pattern in their mind of win-lose instead of win-win. That's the pattern that they're creating. They don't even know it. They're actually destroying the economy, I think. The more I think about it, I think they'll sit there and do justification. Uh-oh. I saw some people go in the restaurant. Saw some people go inside a restaurant.